This is the Missives Podcast, hosted by Smead Capital Management. This missive is titled Generational Transfer, dated March 24, 2009, written by Chief Investment Officer William Smead.
Dear clients and prospective clients, baby boomers' kids are coming of age. While boomers are enjoying 50th and 60th birthday party celebrations in abundance, their children are getting married and having children. What is this massive reset of our real estate markets and stock market doing in relation to these large population groups? Boomer kids. Number one, homes are affordable again. Number two, the first-time home buyer tax credit is $8,000. Number three, low mortgage rates around 5%. Number four, stocks are the cheapest they've been in 27 years for buying in 401ks. For boomers, number one, don't have to loan the kids money to buy a house. Number two, don't have to have the kids live with you. Number three, get to babysit grandkids, and they're more fun anyway, I'm told. Number four, lower property taxes in the future. Number five, way above average stock market probabilities over the next 10 years. Number six, bargain retirement homes in Sunshine States. Number seven, vacation deals everywhere you turn. Number eight, cheap motorhomes for sale. Here are the thoughts of fellow portfolio manager Jim O'Shaughnessy in his column titled A Generational Opportunity on March 17th. Quote, I recently had dinner with a client who told me that stocks had not performed well over the last 40 years. At first I suspected she was generalizing from the recent pummeling equity markets have experienced. After all, this is a time frame that included two of the biggest bull markets in history. Yet when I went to the data, I found out that she was absolutely right. The 40 years ending February 2009 were the second worst 40-year period for equities since 1900, with only the 40 years ended December 1941 doing worse. Let's put this into perspective. The 40 years ended 1941 included the stock market panic of 1907, which drove down the Dow Jones Industrial Average nearly 38%, the World War I era, where the period between 1910 and 1919 was one of the worst ever for stocks, and, oh yes, the Great Depression. Finally, icing on the 40-year cake, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. How could these last 40 years even begin to match that? Alas, they did. Unquote. In other words, we're getting the same kind of buying opportunity in common stocks as you had in late 1941. This is when the stock market was not only depressed, but we were losing a huge two-front world war in considering whether to learn German or Japanese to get by. Which media outlet is covering this story? Best wishes, William Smead.
The securities identified and described in this podcast do not represent all of the securities purchased or recommended for our clients. It should not be assumed that investing in these securities was or will be profitable. A list of all recommendations made by Smead Capital Management within the past 12-month period is available upon request. This missive and others are available at www.smeadblog.com. You can find more information about Smead Capital Management, its products and services at www.smeadcap.com or at www.smeadfunds.com.